So how do you, what I'm saying? I've forgotten. Why I brought this story? Huh? Oh, I see, see, see. I don't remember why I brought this story of two teachers. Related to what? Oh, label. I think I forgot even the label. What did you say? Two ankles. That's right. How did our two uncles come? Remember before that. Anyway. Yeah, it doesn't matter. that's right. I was talking about a giving present. You see, the person disrespect you or criticizes you. However, that even you see, appreciating and give present to that person, I was talking about that, you see. So I thought about that, really felt to somebody, but exactly didn't happen to us to go down to offer present to the person, you see. So I remembered one of my teacher, that's how I started to say, Geshe Rabdhen Rinpoche, who is my first teacher who began teaching the debating, the philosophy, the debating, this form of study in India at Baksa. This is a place where the monks escaped from Lhasa, from great monastery in Saragat and Devon. Actually, they are monks from the four traditions, Satyagraha, Nyingma, Gelu. Those who wanted to continue their study, then they were put at this place by the Indian government. They thought that these monks need some place very secluded. It is something very secluded, very isolated place. Something very far from everything. So anyway, so the monks who wanted to continue to study, they went to work to build road many parts of India where the militaries, they make road like that, you see. Many, they went to work after they escaped from Tibet. Then those who wanted to continue to study, so they were put in this place, place called Baksa, which was a concentration camp when India was under British control. See, there where Mahatma Gandhiji was prisoned there, and one building that became nunnery. When the monks came there, then there were nuns. The nuns stayed in that building. It was nunnery. The monks lived there in their prison camp. But of course, people lived there before prison. Also, Jawaharlal Nehru was prisoned there, and that became our cell monastery, prayer hall, and monks' rooms. 70, 60 monks lived in that very long house, and it became our puja hall and monks in the rooms, about 70 or 80 or something monks. And so that place. So my first teacher who taught me the, who began the teaching philosophy, Geshe Rabdhen Rinpoche, at Dharamsala, when Geshe Rabdhen Rinpoche was living at Dharamsala, so some of the Geshe's who criticized to him, you see, then he invited, this is his practice, he invited those who criticized him, he invited at home, and then he made a Tibetan special food, you see, momo, called momo. So this is a special food, so make a very delicious food, and invite that Geshe at home, who criticized to him, you see. So Geshe Rabdhen, who criticized to Geshe Rabdhen Rinpoche, then Geshe Rabdhen Rinpoche invite that Geshe, you see, at home, and then you see, make delicious food and offer, you see. So this is to appreciate, you know, this is to thank, to appreciate the person who criticizes you. See, that you, in other words, you, Geshe Rabdhen uses that person, you see, in aspect, using that person who criticizes him, you see, for his practice, to develop his mind, you see, bodhicitta, you know, to develop his mind path to enlightenment, to achieve enlightenment, and you see, to be able to liberate and bring the sentient beings to enlightenment. So he's using that person for that achievement, you see. So like that, this. So many practitioners, many is a real practitioners, but like that, Geshe Rabdhen Rinpoche, like that, to like this, for practice thought transformation. So actually, you appreciate that. You appreciate the person, you see, the enemy, you appreciate the enemy who criticizes you, puts you down, and all that. As you feel from your heart, you feel, how say, it's not a politic, you see. So it's not playing politics. You see that? From the heart, you feel kindness of that person, then you want to really offer something like that. So coming back, what I was saying, you see, so whether you see the person negative or, you know, positive, you know, up to your way of thinking. But whether it's bad, whether it's good, you see, what the person does, whether it's bad, whether it's good, you know, harm or beneficial, it's up to what your mind to label, you see. That's what I'm saying. So now, see, Naropa, yogi, the great yogi Naropa, you see, Indian great yogi Naropa, who is a guru of the great enlightened being Marpa. And Marpa, who is a guru of the Tibetan, Marpa is Tibetan, who is an enlightened being, and the guru of the Milarepa, Tibetan great yogi, who became enlightened within a few number of years. There are two books. One is his story, one is all the hymns that he sings with his with his realizations, you know, expressing his attainment. You see, very extremely inspiring, life story and his teachings. And so this is one text, Milarepa's life story is one text to read. That's the one to read, to study, to read. you see, especially for guru devotion realization, the root of the path to enlightenment, to have this realization, the guru devotion, then what it is, what inspires, what helps very much to have to have realization of guru devotion is to read Milarepa's life story, the great yogi, Tibetan yogi Milarepa's life story, how he practiced guru devotion, the incomparable practice of guru devotion that he did with his guru Marpa, and met him to achieve enlightenment. That met him to achieve enlightenment within few number of years, and then. I think it was maybe 30 years ago, about 30 years ago, when the LSD, these things came out, when many young people break the by taking these things and break the fixed idea of solid concept, you see, according to Western culture. So break this and somehow did the karma, these things happened. Then by taking this, then broke the fixed idea of concept according to culture. then saw Milarepa's life story. With the books available in that time, maybe not so long ago. So then some people, after having taken drugs, then they saw this book and inspired them. Then they come to Nepal, India to look for gurus. So they want to be the same, like Milarepa, they were also inspired. So among the students, there are some students who started like that. Then there are others, inspired by different books in that time. Lama Govinda's book, Where the Way of the White Cloud, many of them inspired by that. Those who have taken drugs, they're inspired. They talk about tantra, all the visions happening, mind traveling without a body, those things. So it is. They would experience what they had and what they read in the book. They see some similarity in there. Then they come to look for a spiritual path and come to the East, like that. So that according to the karma, they see five different Dharma books and books of the dead, or like that. So Naropa said, great yoga Naropa said, even one gets sick, this concept is sick. Even one gets born, this concept is born. Even one dies, the concept Everyone dies. The concept, dies. So it's a concept. The concept, dies. Concept dies. Even when one receives harm, the concept. Harms. So what Naropa is saying, all these things actually is what Naropa is saying is all to the concept. It's the way of thinking. Way of thinking. Always to the concept. If one is able to cut root of this concept, if one is able to cut root of this concept, the concept that which creates the problems, from where the problem comes is from the concept. So if one cut this, then there's no obstacle. It's not a bad thing. So it's like that, you see. So all these things are like to the concept, you see, the way of thinking. Whether there's problem or no problem, you see, obstacle or no obstacle, so to the concept. I met one lady in New Zealand at the retreat center, Mahmuda Coromandel, we have a retreat center there called Mahmudra Retreat Center. So I met one lady who was doing a retreat there. So she had so much suffered. She had so much trauma. She suffered so much for the last few years. She suffered so much being abused. She being abused. She suffered so much. Suffered so much. And she was unable to unable to overcome or unable to deal with it. Suffered so much being abused. She expressed that, and so I discussed. So I said that this is I don't remember exactly every single thing that I mentioned, but I mentioned that this is why this has happened to you is because in the past you have treated the other person in that way. In the past abused the other person in the past lives. So this is the result. So this is the result why you experience abuse, treated like that by the other person. And that is to do the family, it's a family problem, to the father or something like that. Anyway, this is the result of your past karma that you have, and that you did the same thing to the other person. It's one's own karma, something that you have to accept as your own karma. I think the two Shantideva, the great Bodhisattva Shantideva, explained the Bodhicharvatara, the guide to Bodhisattva's life. You know, this quotation is very effective. It's very, very powerful, very effective to remember the advice that to overcome karma. In the past, I gave such a harm to the person. The essence, I don't remember the last verse exactly, so it's gone. I don't know how many miles gone is gone. That's right. That's right. Now I remember. Now it came back. In the past, I gave such harm to sentient beings. Because of that, I received this harm from the sentient beings. When she died, some gentleman, the way no chair. So therefore, I'm deserved. I am deserved. In the past, I gave such harm to you. So therefore, I am deserved to receive harm, from other sentient beings. I'm deserved. What's happening to me is not something. What's happening to me? You see, this abuse, whatever. What's happening to me is not something. It's not something. You see, it's not something that undeserved to me. You see, something. It's not something happening to me without reason. There's something happening. Undeserved. I'm deserved, you see, because I did In the past, I gave such harm to his brother. By giving harm to others, by giving harm to others and then I receive this harm. I'm deserved. So, in other words, you see, by thinking this quotation, by thinking this advice, you see, you are accepting. When you accept, it doesn't become a problem to you. You see, how the person treated you, it doesn't become a problem to you when you accept it. You know, I'm deserved to receive this harm. See? So when you accept, you see, when you accept, the minute when you accept, you see, cut down the problem, you know. You have no problem. You see, there's a reason why this is happening. You see, to us, there's a reason. The reason exists before it's happening. So that reason is the cause. That's the karma, you know? The reason exists before it's happening. And that's the cause. That's the karma. Then also, the other thing is to use this situation, you see, to develop compassion with you. You see, that what you labeled this person abused me. What you label that way, you see? What you label that way, you see? Then you use that to develop compassion to the other person. That is a way of developing compassion. Training your mind in compassion towards all sentient beings. So it's unbelievable. You're using that situation, you know, to develop your mind in the path of enlightenment. You see, you are having unbelievable achievement out of that. You see, skies of benefit out of that. My karma persuaded, therefore I receive this harm. What he's saying is that I treat the same to that person in the past. So my karma obliged that person to do, you see, to harm back to me. My karma obliged that person, you see, to harm back to me. Because that, didn't I make that person to lose in the hall of the hell. Therefore, didn't I make the person to lose in the hall, of the hell? So you see, what the meaning is that? You see, my karma, because I treated that person, you see, that were harmed like that in the past, you see, so that my karma obliged, you know, that person to harm back to me, and by that. That person, by giving harm to me, caused that person to be born in the hell realm. You see, that's what it means. So to lose in the hall of the hell means to lose from where? To lose from the human realm. You know, he is now human being. You see, because you see, my karma persuaded him. Because I harmed to the person past, my karma persuaded him to harm back to me, and that caused, that made him, you see, who is now human realm, then to die and born in the hell realm. So I throw him from human realm into hell realm. So So this is way of generating compassion, that way of generating compassion to that person. You see, a person whom you think abused you, you see, whom you label, whom your mind made of the label interpretation, the label abuse, the label, it's also label abuse, you see. And yeah, or you see, or whatever harm, or whatever you see, label that you put harm, bad, or something, you see. So you see, so here, you see, so here, besides no way to get angry to that person, no way. It's a purely, that person's purely object to ask compassion. It's only object of compassion. It's only object of your compassion, that person. You see that? So then here, no, the angry mind, you know, not absentness of anger, dislike, hate. See, now compassion, and now only what you feel is you want to help that person. You want to purify that person. You want, you see, purify that person. You want to save, protect that person from falling down in the hell realm. You see, you want only help that person. So now here, so anyway, as I mentioned this, and then anyway, a few techniques, psychology or from Buddha's teachings, however, few techniques. Then she resolved her problem. Then she felt better after four or five years, after quite a number of years, suffered so much, you know. It became a huge problem to her. You see. So after that, a few techniques mentioned. You see why this has happened to you, and you know how you then to use for compassion support. So then you see, then the problem decreased. You see in her. You see, then she felt happiness like that. So however, again here now here she's thinking positive way. Now she put positive level. So therefore now she has happiness, you see, like that. So the essence, that's the conclusion. So now, I mentioned one thing, then I stop there. Just one thing. Just one thing. not two things, just one thing. So we should remember this in our daily life. I mean, before talking about that one, we should remember this. You know, we should remember this in our daily life. You know, when things become a problem to you, you see. When you encounter problems, when things become a problem to you, immediately you should remember, this is because I put negative label on, this is because I interpret negative, I put negative label. So that's why I suffer. That's why I see problem. So you change. So by recognizing that you change, you put a positive label, you see, saying good, saying it's good. That's it. You know, on the situation, you see. And so different way, you can look at the positive in different ways, many different ways. So if one, for example, if one has bad reputation, you see, anyway, this is an example. In case a bad reputation happened, that people, many, that whole country, whole world talk bad about you, for example, then you see, say, the TV or newspaper or however, that everyone talks bad about you, for example, like that, or However, you see, fantastic how fantastic this. This is so good, so I can destroy my ego. I can use this like atomic bomb to destroy my ego, who never allowed me to achieve enlightenment from beginningless rebirth up to now. Who never allowed my ego, who never allowed me to achieve liberation from samsara, from the whole entire suffering, from beginningless rebirth up to now, who never allowed me to have any realization, you know, this enemy that who made me to suffer up to now, and samsara, die and reborn, is reincarnated all the time, and who is going to harm me continuously without end, like that, never allow me to achieve enlightenment, liberation, any realization in the future. So this is so good. This is so good for my ego. I'm going to give this all this bad reputation. You know what people say bad. Give it to the ego. Give all to the ego and destroy the ego. Enemy ego. The enemy. The say demon. The demon. This enemy. This ego. Destroy or things like that. So become very effective. Becomes. So the bad, having bad reputation in this, once the bad reputation already happened, then you see, anyway already happened, then you see using like this for practice to use the bad reputation to destroy ego and to achieve enlightenment, poor sentiments. You see, as a weapon to destroy ego and to achieve enlightenment. You see, or you see. There are numberless sentient beings. There are numberless other sentient beings who has karma to receive bad reputation, who is experiencing bad reputation. May I receive all those bad reputation of other sentient beings on myself, and I experience by myself. Let them to have all the good reputation. Let them to have all the happiness up to enlightenment. So during this meditation, thinking this way, and then, so each time when you experience the bad reputation for the benefit of all the sentient, to cause happiness to all sentient beings, each time when you experience the bad reputation for the benefit of all sentient beings, you know, all numberless sentient beings, each time you collect merit, good karma, good luck, you know, like limitless skies you collect each time when you think I'm experiencing this bad reputation on behalf of all sentient beings. You see, to benefit for all sentient beings. However, you see, and then, yeah, behind motivation is for them to have all the happiness up to enlightenment. They take their sufferings on yourself, and you experience oneself, the one living being, you yourself experience all that. Let all the numbers of others have all the happiness up to enlightenment, you see. So each time when you do this, you collect merit, you know, good luck, you know, good karma. It's a cause of happiness like limitless skies. And then each time when you do this, you become closer to enlightenment. And it purifies unconceivable negative karmas each time when you do this. Each time when you sacrifice your life for other sentient beings by experiencing this suffering for them. So unbelievable purification, unbelievable, you know, skies of merit you collect, and that's how you become closer to enlightenment each time. So like that, the bad reputation already happened. So that's how you can make your bad reputation, you see, worthwhile, meaningful, beneficial for all sentient beings. Not only beneficial for you, but beneficial towards all sentient beings. So you see, now here, then it becomes good. Now here for you, having bad reputation is becoming good. You see, with this, with the Dharma practice, using it to practice bodhicitta, then You see, for you, the bad reputation, but all this bad reputation become positive. It become experience bad reputation. For you, it become path to enlightenment. You know? Path to enlightenment, path to liberate number of sentiments from suffering to bring them to enlightenment like that. So the So anyway, so that is the one point, then finished. Maybe stop here. I think better to say, better to rest here. it was might get longer, so I think. It might continue up to the dawn time, until tomorrow sunrises. Anyway, so, maybe stop here. No, that is yes. I beg your pardon. I don't want to come in. Can we just all listen to what you're saying? Be humble and do something. Si, beje, juje, mendo, damre, ralenge, nende, jamba. Sangye shindu mide buwai Duwe nanda shindu jibarishu Ujira deje nanga tile chudra jibata Vazan tembe dhume sa sunji Duwe musi tadu tenjo iji Guru Arnamen Dhammakane Yadayamen. Did all the past Buddha, which made a character meditator, and made a character by Buddha, Bodhisattva, all other sentient beings, made the Bodhicitta, that which is also all the happiness, successful, and self for all sentient beings, made to be generated without a mind. Anyway, in the mind of one of family members, in the mind of all the sentient beings, without delay, even a second. Same thing, the realization of emptiness, to actualize the wisdom of realizing this, right? So without delay, a second, with one's family, or with one's mind in the family members, in the mind of others, without delay, a second, and those who have achieved the wisdom, they may be developed. Tonya Tawa Rinpoche Ma Ye Pa Nam Je Ju Je Kya Wa Nyam Pa Me Kongne kongdo pewa raisho. Kharirabhe kuwe shingmande bendante vama lujuvene jire sengwa tenten jato isha besite bado tenjuvaji. Pandela me kuje tenpa ta kanyang yongla te yechung hata ta shema lo tuta nda shingme. Yudho sanje toba jitu. Due to the past, with the present, future marriage collected by Meditation, marriage collected by Buddha, Bodhisattva, all other sentient beings, from now on, whatever action I do, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing jobs, so forth, and whatever life I experience, ups and downs, healthy, unhealthy, happy, unhappy, poor, rich, gain, loss, living or dying, receiving criticism or bad reputation, praise, and even born in the hell realm, whatever happens to me from now on, all my actions, all my experiences of life, whatever happens to me from now on, may it be the most important thing is to be most useful toward all sentient beings. That which causes, what is that most useful? That is that which causes all sentient beings to achieve enlightenment as quick as possible. All my actions, all my experience of life, causes, you see, may it cause all sentient being, whatever happened to me in your experience of life, may it cause all sentient being to achieve enlightenment as quickest as possible. Due to the past, beneficial marriage collected by material marriage collected by Buddha, Bodhisattva, all other sentient beings, that was the, say, that which is empty from its own side. May the I, who is also empty from its own side, achieve Guru Chaitanya Buddha's enlightenment, which is also empty from its own size. Lead all the sentient beings who are also empty from their own side to that enlightenment which is also empty from its own side. Lead to that enlightenment which is empty from its own side. By myself alone, who is also empty from its own side. I dedicate all the merits in the way that the teaching of the Buddha Savas at my most, and dedicate. Jambal Bhava Chitara Chambhata Kuntura Sambhati Antishan Chitara Kunti Chitara Dhala Chitara Dhala Chitara Sunishe Ben Jawa Tham Chitara Ngova Kala Chitara Ngova Yintaya Kiva Chava Dhingi Sambha Chuchera Dhala Ngova Rangji. Take the merits to actualize the pure teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa in the Pari Sutta Thangta in this very lifetime with one's mind, in one's family members, in the mind of all the students, benefactors in this organization, those especially those who sacrifice their life to service others through this organization, those who love them, whom I promise to offer them, those who service in everyone's mind, and so to be actualized so completely, without delay, even a second, in this very loud time. And may it be flourish in this world, and spread in all the, may it be spread in all the directions. Chuji and Jabu, Tongave, Chitun, number of Pavada, Kay, Sama, Shiva, Tunjama, Samarashu, Dala, Singer, Tusum, Dan, Devet, Tony, and the Java, Rosan, Java, Damba, Yurin, Baju. Good night.